about Senator Eric Berthel, and again, Connecticut tax dollars are concerned for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
A New Haven tennis tournament.
Yep.
So let's find out what the senator has to say about that. Senator, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Brad. Good morning, Paul. Nice to hear you on the show.
Good morning, Senator. How are you? So the New Haven Tennis Tournament, which has been called various things over various years. When I started covering it, it was the Pilot Pen Tournament way back. It's now what used to have a men's and a women's side. And the Connecticut Tennis Center was built. And, you know, there was a time where there'd be 10, 12, 15,000 people there for some of these sessions. It's morphed now to just a women's event with some male legends coming in. Frankly, the attendance has fallen way off, and now, Senator, people may not realize, as Brad mentioned, there's some state money involved here. What are your concerns with that?
Well, look, you know, I think that there are certainly times when it's appropriate for the state of Connecticut to bolster investments in items and structures and you know, opportunities to improve the economy here in Connecticut. You know, we've seen that. Despite what we know is a very difficult fiscal situation for Connecticut right now, we do occasionally see some bonding that makes sense. Okay? And it's the responsibility, of course, of the Bonding Commission to do that. One very quick example that I would cite would be, you know, some recent bonding to support and bolster the Matatuck Museum in Waterbury, which is a real gem right in the center of Waterbury. It's been there for 100 years. We're making an investment in the future, and we're making an investment in preserving historical reference to this part of Connecticut, the western part of Connecticut, and what's gone on here for, you know, 300 years. But when we look at something like the Tennis Center, where we've invested, you know, I think we did $1.5 million in 2016. We've got another $600,000 and then another $250,000. Yet, to your point, Paul, we saw attendance figures of over $100,000 when Pilot Pen was the sponsor from, I think, 98 to about 2010.
Yeah, I know Ron Shaw put his heart and soul into that.
Yeah,
and yeah,
for sure.
it was a major event in the tennis world, yeah.
It drew great crowds. It was a great economic boost to the city of New Haven and all the towns surrounding it. Restaurants were full, the hotels were full, people were shopping in our stores, which made sense, but we don't see that today. And I don't know that that's any fault of the organizers. I think that We just have changing times in Connecticut. The event does not attract top players anymore. You know, we're looking at millions of dollars of investments and still spending hundreds of thousands as this deal that was cooked a number of years ago winds down for something that just isn't working. So what do you do? I mean, sometimes you have to fish or cut bait, right? And you know, and I think we may be at a point where this is something that the state of Connecticut has to look at and say, you know, this is not something that we should continue to invest in anymore, given all of the other struggles that we have with respect to our state budget and deficits and excessive bonding. My colleague and friend Len Fasano spoke just a moment ago about, you know, over $1 billion in new bonding under the Malloy administration. When does it stop? And when does the Bonding Commission take responsibility for really looking at these things that we're bonding and saying, is this a good investment? Because that's really what bonding is for the people of the state of Connecticut and the use of our tax dollars. Is this a good investment for the people? And I think we can very clearly argue that there have been some really, really bad decisions with respect to bonding under the Malloy administration. And this, I unfortunately think, is part of that. And nothing against tennis. I don't follow the sport myself. You know, but I think it's time for us to really, really take a closer look at what's going on with the tennis center there in New Haven. And I certainly don't see myself in the position that I would support any additional funding for something that is not working. It just doesn't work.
Senator, just thinking about this whole thing, you know, we have got a huge problem in Connecticut. We all know that. We've got a huge tax problem. And we just keep taxing and taxing and taxing. Why can't we set up a commission that looks at all of these different plans before we do anything, before we say yes? Why can't we do that?
Well, Brad, that's a great question, and I think that it goes back to, quite honestly, what the actual responsibility we'd actually have to chop that up a little bit, because some of the money comes from bonding, some of it comes from other processes through the budget. But if we look specifically at bonding again, because that's really where we see the biggest use and spending of tax dollars, right? Outside of the things that we're required to pay for supporting programs of the government, because there's a difference, obviously, right? One is investments and rebuilding and helping to move, you know, economic things forward. The other is supporting the function of the government. So when we look at bonding, hey, the bonding commission, which is made up of the governor, the treasurer, members of the legislature, other members of the governor's cabinet, they have the responsibility right there to act responsibly, and they've demonstrated. You know, Brad, I spoke to you about this a couple of times ago. When the treasurer was up for approving that big bonding package, and she said with respect to the $10 million study on tolls, she said, "Well, I'm not going to vote." Well, you know what? You're an elected official. You can't sit in a meeting and say you're just not going to vote. You don't have an opinion. Pick a side. Get on it. Either way, and stand behind it. And she stood there as a member of the governor's cabinet and said, "Well, I don't agree with spending $10 million. I don't think it's necessary, but I'm just not going to vote on it." I mean, what kind of silliness is that? Absolutely. And this speaks to part of the way that the bonding commission has acted for the eight years that the governor has been in office. And it's time to change that. It's time to change that, and we have the opportunity to do that coming up, I think, in 26 days. But that's where the responsibility lies with all of those, with $1 billion in new bonding over the last 8 years. That's ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous.
And Senator, and you're right, and the case that we're looking at here with the Connecticut Open is just one aspect of that. It illustrates the fact that the state has so, you know, people could say overextended itself into some of these private enterprises that should be figuring out ways, and Brad and I were talking about this earlier this morning, private enterprises, local cities and towns who would love to get a little smidgen of state money. Well, they need to be figuring out ways they could do that themselves. Listen, thank you so much for calling us. You know, we'll keep an eye on this Connecticut Open deal. I know the state funding for it is supposed to run out in 2020, but we'll keep an eye on it.
Yeah, great. Thanks again, guys. Enjoy your day.
Thanks.
Okay. Yeah. We'll talk again.
Take care. All right,
so Brad, there's the question. Here is a privately run tennis tournament in New Haven.
Absolutely.
And again, which used to draw twice as many people, maybe 2.5 times years ago, now is down to, I was just reading some details here, it draws about 50,000 people to the Yale and New Haven area over about a week or 10 days. Well, the question then, should state money be going to that versus, you know, other things, or should we just tell them, listen, you're a private entity, it's a private tournament, find your corporate sponsor, you know, get funding somewhere else.
Or you got to know how to say no.
Well, yeah.
My grandfather used to tell me that.
Yeah.
You got to know how to say no.
Yeah.
And, we've got a lot of no's to say out there, I'll tell you. Okay, it's coming up to a quarter of the hour, and let us...